My name is Ambrose Clark, and I'd like to thank you for this. This has been an extremely difficult time for my brother and I, and particularly our loving family and friends. Xavier and I had nothing to do with the suspicious death of Peter Davis in May 2011. Finally, after 7 years, the truth is starting to come out. In February this year, the Court of Criminal Appeal quashed our murder conviction and ordered a retrial. We are looking forward to the retrial. We're not quibbling about technical issues. We just want our names cleared and our families cleared and be cleared innocent in full. As you'd know, there's a suppression order on the Court of Appeal judgment. There also is a requirement that we cannot speak about the trial that is going to be taking place in 2019. So if you have any questions, I'm more than willing to take them.
Your defence, is it that you did not have anything to do at all with Peter Davis?
At all to do with Peter Davis, that's correct.
And that'll be, I mean, are you going to, at this stage, are you going to have a jury trial or are you going to think about it?
Haven't determined that as yet.
And how have the last couple of years been for you after you were convicted of murder and spending time in prison?
It's probably the hardest thing I've ever been through in my life. But clearly, I had hope. Prayed a lot that the truth would come out and that my brother and I would be returned to our loving family and friends.
And your reaction when the judgment was handed down that you would be awarded a retrial?
Thrill beyond belief. And really, being waiting for 4.5 years to have the truth be told, obviously our retrial will be completely different than our first trial. And we look forward to it. And my brother and I are absolutely thrilled to be able to go back to court and argue and prove that we had nothing to do with Peter Davis's death.
And what relief is it to be on bail because he spent quite a time in custody?
When people ask me that, I actually say the word surreal is not really fair. It's not right. It's like someone's breathed air into my lungs and I've been restored to my life. And that's what it is.
The death of Mr. Davis, do you have anything to say about that?
No.
No, not at this time.
What about in terms of his family having to go through the trial process again?
Well, just like our family will go through the trial process again, and it's very hard when you're an accused, I'm looking forward to it, as I would expect them to be, for the truth to come out. And that is what our defence will be, about the truth.
And given your experience, do you have faith in the justice system?
I do.
Did you give evidence at the first trial?
I testified for a day and a half, yes I did.
Do you plan to do the same thing at your next trial?
I had to take advice from senior counsel, they're both in Adelaide, David Edwardson and Mark Griffin, both QCs are going to be doing our trial, and I haven't spoken to them yet, and that'll be a conversation we'll have.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.